For all the saints, here we are at the beginning of November with the glorious feast of All Saints. Then tomorrow, of course, we have the feast of All Souls. Both occasions remind us of what we profess in the Creed, the dogma of the communion of saints. The key word here is not saints, but communion. Communion, to be united with those in heaven. How are we connected to the saints? By means of grace, sanctifying grace. Because that is what is within the soul that makes us holy. And every citizen of heaven in the eternal realm has ST, not doctor or Mrs. or Esquire, but ST, saint, before their name. Otherwise, they would not be there. Now, we should realize that the word saint comes from the Latin sancti. And that's its etymological origin. But in the same vein, English is made up of German and French. And the word holy really is the same word as saint. In fact, in German, they don't use the word saint from the Latin, but heiligen or holy still remains. It's heiligen Josef or heilige Maria. And we kind of have that still in the Hail Mary prayer. We don't say Saint Mary, we say Holy Mary. So the word holy and the word saint is the same reality. Just like we might call a car, a vehicle, or an automobile. It's the same thing, but just different labels. Now, what we need to take home today on this Feast of All Saints is that God alone is holy. That word holy is an adjective that truly describes our God. You see, there's no point saying God is good or God is nice or God is kind because other people can have those labels or attributes, but only God is truly holy. It's who God is. It's how he is. And we don't fully grasp this in this world, but in the next we shall. When we arrive there in heaven, and hope is what connects us to the eternal realm, we shall dwell in his presence and will dwell therefore in his holiness. Just like on a sunny day, the light from the sun and its warmth kind of embraces you, his holiness in heaven, his presence will embrace you with that holiness. And it will be transmitted through you by means of grace. And that's where all the saints today dwell. And that's how they exist, in God's presence. We want to be where they are. And we are still a work in progress. Speaking of languages, we ought to know, for catechetical and apologetical reasons, the notion of Halloween. Its origin. It's comprised of the old English word for holy, hallows, which we still have in the Lord's Prayer. We say, hallowed be thy name, which means, may your name, God, be holy. And there was a seminary, in fact, a missionary seminary in Ireland called All Hallows, which means all saints. And they sent many holy priests out to this country. Now, Halloween, which was last night, the word een at the end of that word means evening. It's the evening before All Saints or All Hallows. It was originally a celebration for us, Catholics. We would be getting ready to prepare for All Saints, perhaps dressing up as a saint, and would pray also for those who have died that they might become saints. That's where you get this notion of praying for the dead or trick or treat, praying, offering things for those who have died. And of course, the prize is to become then a saint and dressing up like a saint. Sadly, in our secular age, post-Christian age, the macabre and the occult themes have been introduced, which disturbs and distorts the whole reality. Now, leaving that aside, let's go back to the All Saints and those who are saints in the making. Tomorrow we pray for those who have died, those who have gone before us, and we are connected to them. And the best way to explain this is by thinking of the church as a body. Our own bodies, for example, are three-dimensional, not two-dimensional. Your phone and the TV and all our virtual forms of technology are only two-dimensional, but reality is three-dimensional. I wouldn't be surprised if heaven's four dimensions. Anyway, three-dimensional is height, width, and depth. You must have all three. Challenged with regards to the height factor, but some of you may be challenged one of the others, but that dimensional aspect is part of our existence. Well, as a body is truly three-dimensional, our bodies, so too the body of Christ is three-dimensional. The church triumphant, the church suffering, and the church militant. The saints in heaven, the holy souls becoming saints, and we on earth as pilgrims. And because we're all interconnected through grace and charity, we want to help each other. And therefore, in November, beginning with tomorrow, we pray for those who have died, that they may become perfect, they may become holy, a saint in heaven. And notice the preposition here. We pray for the holy souls. We pray to assist them in their purgational process because they can't help themselves. They need our grace and prayers and efforts to speed them on, to help them become a saint. So we pray for them. Today, however, we don't pray for the saints in heaven. We don't even pray to the saints in heaven. We pray through the saints and we ask them to pray with us. Always acknowledge the fact that we Catholics don't worship statues or saints. We honour them as God's heroes, and we don't pray to them. We pray with them. We only pray really to God. We worship God alone. He's the object of our adoration. So when we invoke a saint and ask for their intercession, we're not substituting God for them, but we're asking them to barrack and encourage us in our pilgrimage home to heaven. Can you imagine during the Olympics or some great event, sporting event, someone doing a marathon and they've done their, 20 kilometers or whatever it is, coming into the stadium and there's a whole gallery of people surrounding them and they're going around the course and they're starting to weaken and we all stand and barrack them on, encourage them. Keep going, don't give up, you're nearly there. That's what the saints are doing for us. The holy martyrs and confessors, the doctors, the virgins, the monks, the great religious founders, they're all standing, barracking, encouraging. We're hoping you'll arrive. We're giving you some intercession. We're inspiring you. We're God's athletes. Don't give up, keep going. And that's how it works. We don't hear them, Father. We don't see them. No, but that doesn't mean they can't see us and they don't hear us. We ask them to pray for us on this day, that they may help us never to lose heart, never to stop in our search and our pursuit of holiness. Lastly, we ask the Queen of all the saints to help us maintain that heartfelt hope in our aspirations and expectations concerning life everlasting, so that we may be one day with the hallowed ones, the holy ones, the saints, and God's angels in his eternal realm.